Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go, hook him up! I would dog you until I wear your Texas ass out.
The game is off to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I'm your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my co-host, Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
Not much. What's going on?
Not too much. Just this week, Craig decided to play hooky instead of you, so we're having a switcheroony from last week, but other than that, everything's okay. Have you seen the Facebook message I just sent you like a minute ago?
Yeah.
Okay. While we're talking about NXT, can you like upload that to the switchboard, please?
No, because I'm not using a computer. I don't have a computer.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Okay. Because I fucking tried 10 different times, and then when I to my computer, I can't find it when I'm trying to freaking put it on this show anyway. Well, I guess I just won't. Good thing I didn't delete it, and I can just, if people want to hear it, they can just. I taped an interview earlier this week with a former Lance Storm student, and I was going to add it to the end of this show. Stevie J MP3'd it to me, and it works, like, when I play it, but when I try and save it to my computer, it tells me it saves it, but then when I try and find it on the switchboard or the upload thing, I can't find it. So, I mean, I'll put it in downloads, and it'll say it's on the downloads, and then I'll go look in downloads. It's not there. Then I try putting it on the desktop, and then it wouldn't find it in the desktop. And then I tried the fucking documents, and then I tried the pictures, and everywhere I fucking put it, it says it's there, but then when I go trying to upload it, it won't fucking do it. So I guess if you want to hear this interview, just you're going to have to listen to the other show, or I don't know, maybe Stevie will know how to at least add it to the Angry Marks version of the show or something, because I have no idea how to do it. Let's go ahead and talk about NXT, since that was probably the biggest thing of the week. Unless there's anything else that's popping up in your head you want to talk about before.
No, but I may need to get out of here by 9 o'clock, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine, because that's all I was planning on doing anyway, and then playing the other show the other hour, too, but, you know, so. Oh, well.
Okay.
But so that's cool. Anyway, like I say, there's not much to talk about this week anyway, so. But did you want to talk about anything other before we get into NXT?
No, I don't think there's anything else to talk about.
Okay. Well, I watched the NXT show live. And it was a good show. In fact, it was like, I guess I can say it was a, because of like three matches, it was a really good show. But I think because of how sucky wrestling has been in general on everything else, that this show, a lot of people are claiming how this show was so great and one of the best shows ever. And yeah, half the show was great, but half the other show sucked fucking ass. So, you know what I mean? It's like, it's, I guess people are just like so used to crap that they saw the slightly better crap on NXT that first hour and got excited, and they're making this big deal about this show as a whole, and I just don't see that at all.
Yeah, there were two really, really great matches in the four way with the women and Balor and Adrian Neville. I like the main event too. It wasn't as great a match, but I do like how it was booked. I like the finish and the story they told in it. And the opener was very good too, so that was about it. So when you get away from like the women or anything not involving like, you know, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Neville, and Balor, or even the Tommy, it's kind of like there's not much there to that roster, you know, not much to look forward to.
Yeah, it kind of got exposed that way on this show, in my opinion. They started the show with a Tommy and Lance Storm's former student, Tyler Breeze, and his new selfie stick, which I thought the selfie stick was pretty cool. And then he got attacked by a groupie before, and I forgot what her name is. I just know she's the one that got hired at the same time as Randy Orton's, not Randy Orton, yeah, Seth Rollins' new bitch got hired.
The one that posted the photos, or the one that got her photos posted?
The one that got the photos posted. She got hired the same time she did, but that's all I know about her. And so I guess... I guess it'd be funny if it was the other one that was going to be the groupie, but then that kind of caused them to, like, tell her to, nope, you're not going to be on TV yet, just yet.
Twitter strikes again. Not in a good way.
Right? Twitter and a vengeful bitch strikes again.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that.
Don't send your women naked pictures of yourself. That's just a general rule I have.
Yeah. See, like, okay, if it's the opposite, let's say a girl sends a guy naked photos. The guy's going to show it, but he's going to show it to his boys, you know what I mean? And that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you send a naked photo to your chick, she might show it to her girls, but if you fucking piss her off, she will show the fucking world and she won't have any regrets about it.
Christ, I'm glad we didn't have like Twitter and stuff and Facebook in college. Lord knows what would have been posted to me. Not anything naked, but I was wild in my college days and there's some pictures out there. Me being hammered every once in a while. It probably would not
Yeah.
I would not want anybody to see. And maybe a few naked when I got real drunk, but that's just me. I kind of do stupid shit when I'm drunk.
Yeah, but I guess Seth Rollins, man, that was funny because he was standing at attention in that one photo. What was funny is I started watching Raw and I get on Twitter and everyone's referring Seth Rollins and something, like you could tell something happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the fuck happened because I don't follow Seth Rollins and I haven't seen no one had posted the photos yet or anything. They're just talking about it. And so I asked somebody who usually you know, pretty quick to find out what's going on. And I asked this person, the person's like, well, for fuck's sake. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And the next thing I know, I get a Twitter message and when I click on it and I'm fucking looking at Seth Rollins standing up with his dick sticking out. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then that's the only one that they sent me. They didn't send me I was like, you could have sent me the chick instead, you know? At least I got to enjoy that photo. Now I got fucking Seth Rollins' fucking image of his kickstand of like Lance Storm's gimmick in his pants or something. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? I did not need to see that.
Even if I had an incredible body, I don't think I'd be sending a naked picture. I'd like my nakedness to be between me and another person and indoors and away from people's statements. That's just me.
Yeah. So that was crazy. And I bet he's going to have to live that down for a long, long time, or he won't live that down Live it long. Live it long. A long time. But, well, that's what you get for being stupid enough to get caught, I guess. I don't know.
I wonder who he loses to Monday.
Right?
I don't know. Yeah. There's things like some they do. Stuff like this happens.
He'll lose to Adam Rose on Monday or something.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. But,
I'd rather
anyway,
Lisa Bunny Adam Rose. Lisa Bunny's over.
Right. Yeah, but the bunny hasn't been around, so
I know.
Who knows what's going on. But go ahead and get back to NXT and get away from Seth Rollins' cock for a little bit here. Tommy kind of had like a little bit of new gear. I don't know if you kind of noticed, but he kind of looked a little bit at someone that posted a photo. He kind of looked like fucking Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
I don't know. This is only like the second time I've seen him in NXT, or the second time I've seen him at all. So I wouldn't have noticed anyway. So.
Yeah, he had like some gold outfit. It kind of looked like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. And it was a good little match. It wasn't spectacular because I don't think they were trying to be spectacular since they were the opener.
Mm-hmm.
But Tommy, he looked the best that I've seen him since he's been there. He had more life and personality. He's really toned it down so much since he's been in WWE. He's like almost a totally different person than the Kenta that I've seen before, who's just a fucking ass kicker. And but he amped it up on this one. And I was actually kind of surprised at the finish because the way basically the match, you have Tyler Breeze, he's working over the leg, and then toward the end, Tommy just gets like pissed off and says "fuck it," and he just starts kicking Tyler Breeze to death. But every time he kicks Tyler Breeze, he sells his leg and he sells his leg more, like he's hurting his leg. And I thought they were going to have him just beat Tyler Breeze's ass until finally he can barely move his leg and Tyler Breeze just kind of like rolls him up and grabs the other leg because he can't kick out with that one and kind of was going to steal the pin. I guess I'm so used to them doing even Steven booking that since the Tommy won the little tournament that I figured, okay, they'll have Breeze go over. But they had a Tommy won, which I think is good because they can still push him a little more to the main event level, which there could be a shakeup in NXT because apparently, I guess, Tammy and Charlotte went on the tour this weekend and they taped like 4 weeks yesterday, so they're not even on for like the next month. So, and they said apparently they didn't really even talk about. You know what? I think Charlotte was on NXT, but I know Zayn wasn't on the show on the tapings, so he might be.
And maybe just
they might
him out for like to sell the injuries.
Yeah, well, they're gonna have to do something because even if. You know, because he's going to be out the next 4 weeks, no matter what.
Well, plus the way the main event went there, obviously he's going to be there a while. I mean, at least it seems the way to me. You know.
Yeah. So, but the opening match was decent. You know, it was good. And
I like it, Tommy. I just when you think about some of these guys going up to the main roster, I don't have high hopes for him.
He is pretty small.
Yeah, and the Japanese never really push in WWF unless you were playing like a sumo wrestler.
Yeah. Tajiri had like a nice little run.
Yeah,
Tajiri
was very good.
Hakushi had it was short, but it was a good little run. So who knows?
I just mean like in the main events and stuff like that. You've never really seen. Like Japanese.
Yeah. And then especially at his size, I don't see him competing against fucking Roman Reigns. But I don't know. He's still good, so we'll see what happens.
He's got a gimmick that just seems distant for the lower card, Miz or Adam Rose or something like that, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to take him super serious as like a world beater or anything, but he'll be an entertaining mid carder. I mean, I do like the gimmick.
Yeah.
I think he's good at it, and you know, it's different, and it's kind of like a little bit of a Zoolander gimmick. And he's also kind of small, so that kind of works against him too. But, I like his gimmick, and I think he's good at doing the gimmick. And, I don't know how close he is to being called up. I think he might still be there for a while. What was the next match? Was the next match the tag match?
No, it was Bull Dempsey versus Baron Corbin, no DQ match.
Okay, well, this match, I thought this match just kind of sucked, and it was just there. I mean, Corbin, to me...
This is what I was talking about, you know, like when you get away from some of the good things, like the big stars, and this is kind of like the mid-card stuff that I was mentioning that not much to look forward to.
Yeah, like Corbin, he's a tall dude. He kind of has, like, he has somewhat of a look, but the motherfucker has no charisma whatsoever at all.
Yeah.
You know? And even if they kept it to a short match, he still didn't have enough charisma to do that. And then, you know, they had this match where he's, like, you know, he's pretty much a one in 30 seconds every match until, like, recently they wanted him to work on his selling because he pretty much sold the whole time, and he's not very good at it. I mean, he's not very good at getting sympathy, I didn't think. It's hard to just, every time I see him, it's like, how is this motherfucker here? It's not that he's that bad, it's just the way he looks, you know what I mean? It's just, it's hard to accept.
He looked like one of those, like, 300-pound jobbers you'd see on, like, Crockett TV on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
I don't know, like Big Bear Collie or something like that. I don't know. but, yeah, he doesn't, he kind of looks like Bray Wyatt in tights.
Looks like a very generic, cheap version of Bray Wyatt in tights. So it's like, and he's not bad. I mean, his wrestling's okay. He does not look like a star at all. And you're so used to everyone in WWE looking like stars, so. But the match wasn't great. It's supposed to be a hardcore match, but did they do anything ever? Maybe one spot with a chair at the very end or something?
I think they did. Maybe an attempted chair shot.
Yeah, it was an attempted chair shot. Now, I will say that the finish looked good because it looked like he just muscled him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the finishing move looked good. But as far as everything else, it's like, man.
I took points away from using a downward spiral. I hate that fucking move.
Yeah.
It looks stupid.
Yeah. Well, this one didn't look too bad. But
Dave says Corbin went, he said he went from Nikita Koloff to Crimson in this match. I guess that's what
Yeah. I don't know. Crimson might have had more,
Nikita was better than him.
Nikita was awesome. I mean, Nikita was not a good wrestler, but he was charismatic, dude. He looked like a star too. And you know what I mean? Corbin has no charismatic. There's nothing charismatic about Baron Corbin whatsoever. And then like when he's trying to look, I don't know, tough or whatever at the end when he sits down on it, it's like, what? You look like you're a pouting fucking teenager or something, you know.
He also had the luxury of working with guys like Flair every night and like the Horsemen and all those guys to make it look good in the Night Express and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I didn't like drink that off the juice though. He didn't look good to me.
Yeah, he got way too small. But yeah, this match, like I say, it wasn't great. And then it got even worse because then you had the tag team match. And, yeah, basically you have the new champions, Blake and Murphy, who they kind of look like they're brothers, like a brother tag team.
Yeah, thought,
because they're...
I thought they were the first time I saw them.
Yeah, they look like skinnier versions of High Energy, maybe? Is that who I'm thinking of?
High Voltage.
High Voltage, I'm sorry.
High Energy was Coco and Owen Hart, so they didn't look like they didn't have pants.
Yeah, they don't look like Coco, so that's that's when, when Coco started to get fat and he had to wear the baggy pants.
Yeah.
But,
it looked like he and Owen were I don't know, like they were wrestling and supposed to be dressed up like taxi cabs or something like that. I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah. They kind of look like, they kind of reminded me of the Major Brothers, where they look so much alike, but they're not brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had won the title.
I'm stunned these guys aren't billed as brothers. They look so much alike.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just there's just a slight facial difference, and that's very slight at that. But they're kind of like, I guess they have been jobbers when they first started coming out, and then they kind of just all of a sudden just upset the champions on a TV on taping not too long ago, and then they're having a rematch. And this match was fucking god awful. Sin Cara fucking, it sucked. It wasn't even the other Sin Cara that was known for botches. It was
I know there was one real bad botch near the beginning, like an arm drag spot or something. It looked really bad. Maybe that name's cursed. Maybe I was too hard on the other fella. Maybe the Sin Cara name is cursed or something. You know?
Yeah. And then Kalisto was fucking slipping off fucking ropes, fucking just off, and Blake and Murphy are not experienced enough to recover, so the match never got back on track. It just stayed a fucking train wreck. And there were a few things that looked okay, but I just thought it was horrible. I just thought, like, it's like, man, you're about to be called up, apparently, either as Kalisto or as the gay hairdresser or whatever, and you're fucking it up and blowing it right fucking there in front of everybody. And I don't know. I mean, I've seen him have great matches and do a lot of cool shit, but he did not look good at all. I mean, he looked even worse than fucking Sin Cara of all things. I mean,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, that match.
But the exciting thing in this match was there was like a static break in of something's coming. I don't know what it is. Said the takeover isn't over. So.
Uh huh. But yeah, so yeah, that match kind of sucked. And then. I guess that's the first half of the show where, like, say, it wasn't that great. Now the show actually got really good. And the first match was the tournament finals between Adrian Neville, who had just lost the title to Sami Zayn on the last one, and Finn Balor. And at first, you know, Balor starts to do his entrance like he did on the last one, and he's pretty much the exact same makeup. And when he was in Japan, he always mixed up the makeup. He always mixed it up. So I kind of expected him to do the mix it up, but he came out with the exact same makeup, maybe slightly different, but pretty much the same thing for the most part. He's added a few like little shake and shimmy things here and there to the entrance. But at first I was kind of disappointed because he hadn't changed. He gets in the ring and he's doing like a little more like the theatrics or whatever. I totally said that wrong. But he won me over by the end because at the very, very end of the entrance, he opens up his eyes. And you could have been in the very last row of the fucking building and you would have seen his eyes open. You know what I mean? There are very few people who are, you know, they can show the smallest little facial thing and every person in the building can see it. And he's able to do that. And when he opened his eyes, I was like, okay, well, it's still a cool entrance, even though I wanted to see something else. But that was great. And then the match was awesome because it was kind of like, it was different. Like in Raw, you watch matches on Raw, they have to get right into it because they don't have time. And these guys, you know, they were filling each other out. They were testing the waters. You know, looking for weaknesses, you know, just keeping up with each other, trying to top everything the other one did. It started off really good. They can both do some incredible shit. And Balor is one of those guys, like, he's like a Dean Ambrose where every little movement means something. Every little thing has a meaning. And he's really good at that. You know, his charisma is off the charts. And just his natural body, like, charisma is fucking awesome. And Adrian was really good in the match. And my favorite spot was when he went for his big move. And Balor got the knees up. And then just
immediately.
Got the, Yeah, and then he waited like just a split second, and then he hooked the roll up, and that was fucking all. I really thought that was going to be the finish, but he ended up kicking out. But that spot was one of the best spots that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I like that the spot with the knees when he's hitting the move and he catches the knees and right into the cradle. I just thought that should have been the finish, but
it probably should have, to me it kind of reminded me, and it was even more spectacular and better, but like, you remember when the Dynamite Kid did like the first ever standing top rope fucking suplex on the Macho Man
on Randy Savage at the Wrestling Classic in 85. I love that spot. I thought that was awesome. Not enough people use that spot today.
Like, he's totally getting his ass kicked by the Dynamite Kid, and they're on the top rope, and Dynamite. And this was, like, because at the time, the superplex was the second rope superplex. And maybe somebody did it before, but the first one I remember where they stood on top of the ropes was this one. And it was a beautiful superplex. And then right as he starts to, like, roll over, Randy hooks the legs and pins him, and it was incredible. And this is what this reminded me of, but this was even more spectacular, I think, and I really kind of wish it had been the finish, but I guess they wanted to get his finisher over the stomp off the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a good stomp off the top rope, but his stomp off the top rope is nothing compared to Leva Bates' double stomp off the top rope. So, you know, he's just not as good as her. But anyway, the match was awesome. I mean, it was the best thing on the show by far.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Balor against Kevin Owens. I think it's be some good stuff right there.
Yeah. Well, shit, dude. I like to see him against Owens, him against Zayn, another rematch with Neville, him against the Tommy. You know, I mean, I could watch those guys just wrestle each other over.
I just like Kevin Owens' style more than anybody else's against him. You know?
He's kind of, because he's kind of like an old school brawler in a way.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because he is kind of, I mean, he does a lot of crazy new shit, like moves and stuff, but he does have that brawler thing, you know, and you don't see that anymore, not like the old days where you just had a dude who just was an ass kicker or whatever.
And, kind of reminded me a little bit of Bully Ray, I guess.
Yeah, I see that, and better at doing moves in Bully Ray. I think he's a better worker than Bully Ray. So and he is a good promo. I don't think he's really gone crazy with his promos in NXT yet. But before the main event, he had the tag match, which everyone's raving about. And the four way women's match. I'm sorry. And I thought this match was good. I thought it was really good. But I thought it wasn't as good as the other women's matches that have been on the show. Like, it wasn't, I didn't think it was good as Charlotte and Natty. I didn't think it was good as Charlotte and Bayley. And I didn't think it was good as Charlotte and Sasha Banks. But that said,
Charlotte
it was still
and
like
the best one. Was the best one I've seen out of NXT.
That one was really good, but I really liked the Charlotte Bayley one. I thought that one, maybe because I favorite Bayley a lot more. But I thought that one was good. But this one was really good. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't a good match. It's just I don't think it was as good as the other ones. And plus, I've been watching a lot of Shine, so I've seen a lot of great women's matches. So it's just that, you know, I think more people are shocked when they see this match because they're so used to Brie Bella versus Alicia Fox for 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Or something like that. And then when they actually get to watch a long women's match, it blows their mind. But I've kind of gotten used to it and, you know, to me. So I thought it was really great. I just don't think it is as good as a lot of people are saying. I think a lot of people are just, you know, they're grading it on a curve. You know what I mean? But that said, they all worked hard. Basically, it was Charlotte against Sasha Banks versus Bayley versus Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch had some new gear, which was a little better, but she still has those stupid-ass fucking wings that I just fucking hate, and I wish she'd fucking get rid of them.
What do you hate?
So, okay, did you notice she has two things hanging from the back of her top?
I don't guess I did.
Okay. Well, the next time you'll see her, you'll notice them. But she's got like material that kind of comes from the back, and supposedly Rover says they're like her wings, and they're for they have some kind of meaning. And I don't fucking get it. I think it looks stupid. And her gear was better, because when she would wear that Irish fucking bullshit or the shit she had before, I mean, they've given her just some shitty-ass fucking gear. And she can work. She's probably the best technical worker of all of them, and she's pretty. But I don't know. There's something lacking with her connecting with the fans, because I thought she was the least over diva in the match, and I think she's like the least over diva, maybe Carmella, but you know, the other three are way more over than her. Alexa Bliss is way more over than her, you know what I mean? And she's just kind of, she's just missing something in my opinion. I mean, she's a great worker, but she's just missing something. Bayley, I love Bayley, and I think Bayley's really gotten, but like, it's funny because, you know, Bayley came out, she started off and she's this innocent, pure, like, young girl, innocent type, and would never get mad, and then they slowly, like, she'd slowly get mad as soon as people would turn on her. And this one, she kind of, she still has her innocent look, but on this one, she was, like, wrestling very, like, determined, I think, and with more, like, aggression, and I thought it worked. I thought she looked good. Sasha's real good at being, oh, go ahead.
When I see Bayley, I always think Punky Brewster for some reason. I don't know why.
Right, like a grown-up version of Punky Brewster, but without the big titties that she had to have reduced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe that Punky Brewster grew into this big titty bitch and then she had him taken out? That's just wrong.
I did not know that story.
Yeah, she grew up, dude. She has a big tits. Not like super, super big, but she has a big tits. And she had a breast reduction. And that's just criminal in my opinion. She should go to jail for that. And Sasha is, she does like a lot of the little things really good. Like she has a lot of personality and she's a good little worker. I think she'll do okay on the main roster. I don't think she'll ever be like the featured diva, but you know, she'll be all right, I think. And then Charlotte, I think she can do a lot of awesome stuff, but you're hearing now that there are higher ups who don't like Charlotte, and I guarantee you it's two things or one thing. It's all her face. That's what they don't like about her. It's all her face.
Yeah, I mean she's not like, I think she's a hot chick. I mean, but you can see how someone else could not think that. I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
She doesn't have that overly beautiful look, even though she is very good looking, I guess.
Yeah, she's good looking. She's not very beautiful. She's still like, there's no way either one of us would ever have a fucking chance with her, but she's still, you know what I mean? She's just slightly above average, honestly, and then she's got that little witch fucking thing on her chin that she needs to get removed. That little fucking, I don't know what it's called, that bump or whatever. Anyway, but, I mean, she can do a lot of, really good stuff. You know, she's got a great moonsault. She's, got presence, she's got attitude, you know what I mean? If they do her right, they can make her a star, but like I say, you know, Vince and Kevin Dunn are going to look at her and be like, you know what I mean? She's not pretty, we can't push her. So,
yep.
Who knows?
She gets to go on Total Divas or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to go on Total Divas and just go crazy and be the biggest bitch in the world or something. You know, that way that she can get them on her side or whatever. Because, you know, she's like I say, she might have a lot of people in her corner, but the two main ones right now are not going to be in her corner. I mean, we already saw what Vince did the first time she was, you know, the last time she was there. So, I mean, they're going to bring her in. And they're going to do what they do, and they're going to beat her, and then they're going to push her, and by the time they push her, it's not going to matter anymore. And
I think they have even less hope for the women when they get brought up than some of the men, just because of how the women have been portrayed, you know, just how they do the Divas division.
Yeah, they can't do what – they're not going to be able to do what they do on NXT to get over on WWE.
They'll be lucky if they get, like, 10 minutes on a pay-per-view.
they'll be lucky they get 5 minutes on a pay-per-view, honestly. It's that.
Yeah.
I mean, really. So, yeah, and apparently Charlotte's supposed to be going up pretty soon, so we'll see what they do. See if they screw her up like they do all the other guys.
She's so much bigger than everybody else. How tall? She's got to be 6 feet tall, huh?
She's got to be really tall. Like that one fucking WWE 24, it was so hilarious watching when they introduced the three of them, because you got super tall Charlotte wearing heels, you got Sasha, who's about average, wearing heels, and then you got the little mini girl wearing flats. And now she looks like fucking, it looked like two women walking with their 5-year-old daughter to the ring or something. But, the match was good. I thought Bailey had like one kind of slight botch thing, but she got the crowd back after that. And I thought she stole the show, honestly, for the most part. And I thought I was on the edge of my seat when she hit the belly to Bailey suplex, and it looked like she was going to get the win, but she got pulled out.
The belly to Bailey suplex, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty fun.
Yeah. She does it pretty good. I mean, she has, it's way better than Magnum T's old belly suplex. That's for sure.
Magnum's always looked good. I always just thought that the belly to belly always looked kind of weak to me. I don't know.
It's like Magnum's was awesome.
Magnum's
was awesome.
Good because he was over so much.
Yeah, and he did it like very forcefully. You know what I mean? He really chunked the dudes, but I never liked Shane Douglas's one. I never thought that was that great. You can never compare Shane Douglas's to Magnum PA's.
I used to love the Owen Hart's belly to belly was awesome. I thought.
He had a good one. Yeah, but yeah, a lot of people haven't. I think Bailey does it pretty good for a girl. But the match was good, and then they ended up having Charlotte win. I mean, not Charlotte, when they had Sasha Banks win. It's funny, though, because for, months leading up to this show, I don't know how much you get on Twitter, but if you want to ever entertain yourself, you should, occasionally go to Robert's page and just see what Robert does, because Robert, he likes to search, if you... You don't you know how you when you're on Twitter, the posts you see are people you follow, right? Well, Robert,
you kind of cut out right there. Say that again.
Okay. When you're on Twitter, you pretty much just see the stuff that of the people that you follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
What Robert does is he searches certain things. Like every day, he searches the word dirt sheet. Right? And whoever he sees use the word dirt sheet. I'm serious, dude. Every day, you can go to this thing every day. I only go every once in a while, but you go to this thing, he'll search dirt sheet every day. He'll find about 5 or 10 people who use the word dirt sheet. And he has to correct them. He doesn't follow them, mind you. He just searches it out and sees someone posting, and he has to interject himself and say, that's not a dirt sheet, or why is that a dirt sheet, or Meltzer didn't say this. He does that. He also searches Becky Lynch every day. And if someone says something about Becky Lynch, he'll be like, oh, well, she's great, and she's this, and you should follow me if you want to know more about her. And for fucking over a month, every person he would tell, Becky Lynch is going to win the title at the next thing. He did this over and over again. And then a couple of days before, I see where he's talking, I don't know, with Alan or somebody. He's like, oh, I still think she's going to win. And then his girl doesn't win, so I post that, add one to the Robert is wrong folder, and he's like, no, I knew Sasha Banks was going to win. I said Sasha Banks was going to win. Motherfucker, you said a million times that fucking Becky was going to win, and now you're changing your shit. Fuck, man.
I miss Robert.
Yeah. Well, like I say, follow him on Twitter, dude. He's very entertaining. Some of the stuff, the arguments he'll get into with people about dirt sheets or stuff like that is crazy. Mm-hmm.
I love the, I don't even know if he still has it up there, but I know he used to have, in his picture, it was a guy in front of a computer with a magnifying glass.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It was just like an avatar. It was just, Yeah. There's just a guy sitting in front of a computer with a magnifying glass looking at the computer, you know, like he's just like looking for anything on the internet, any little small thing, just searching for something on the internet to talk about or complain about or something like that.
That's a perfect description of him. Like, oh, do you remember when the first time Sir Starro came to the ring with the towel?
I get it.
And,
I don't know the first time.
Okay, well, the very first time, maybe the first or a couple, the first couple times that he did, right? He's technically he's doing it as a tribute to Minoru Suzuki, but not everybody watches Japanese wrestling. So when people see him with a towel, what do you think they think? They think Taz, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people would start responding to that on Twitter that, oh, he's doing it for Taz. It's a tribute to Taz. Anyway, I just happened to go to his Rover's page and look at his tweets, and why Taz? Like, there's like a list of about 20 different names. Why Taz? Why Taz? Why Taz? Why Taz? And then he'll do that to 20 people, and then he'll send the same 20 people. It's from Minoru Suzuki. Minoru Suzuki. Minoru Suzuki. It's like, goddamn, this is, you know, it's just like he has this need to correct, like, every single person in the world to his thing. It's crazy.
I miss Robert. Brian needs to bring him back.
He can come back. He's on the board. He just doesn't post anymore, actually. Because he posts threads on Twitter and shit. So, yeah, he just, I guess, doesn't want to. I guess he's scared if he gets banned again, then that's it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a total website ban.
Yeah, because he can't help himself.
Right. But, yeah, we've been talking about Robert enough, so let's go ahead and go back to the match. What are your thoughts overall of the whole match and everything?
Yeah, I thought this was I really like the finish where Charlotte wouldn't tap out, so Sasha just kind of improvised and went another way and got the win with Chris Fick, so I really like the finish.
Yeah, that was a good finish, too. And they kind of like shook hands, but then Sasha pushed her away, and so I guess, you know.
Oh, and going back to Adrian Neville against Finn Balor, after a match like this, don't Chan hug it out because it makes it come off like comedy. So,
yeah, that was kind of stupid.
That was kind of lame, I thought.
Yeah.
Kind of makes it feel like I'm watching Kane and Daniel Bryan or something stupid, or Dr. Shelby is fixing to show up or something. I don't know. But,
yeah,
don't do that.
And then, you know, we get to the main event. And honestly, as a work match, as far as, like, I didn't think the match was, there was nothing to me really to it at all. It was all, the match was all storyline. But that's what made it good. If it didn't have the storyline, I don't think it would have been the third best match on the show, for sure. But the storyline was really good. These two guys work great. Sami Zayn, just the way he sells, it's like incredible how he does the things he does when he's selling. It's crazy. And Owens, you know, he's really good. And you know what? The ending actually shocked the shit out of me because I knew it was coming. I knew the ending was coming. As soon as the doctors are all, you know, talking to him from outside the ring, I knew it was coming, and then they had the EMTs are there, and basically what happened is Owens was winning the majority of the match. Sami makes a good comeback. Owens is outside of the ring. The referee is like bending over the ropes, kind of counting Owens out, and Sami does the swanton pretty much over the ref, over the top rope. And I gotta plug my phone in before he dies here. Shit.
He bangs the back of his head on the ramp. Well, he's doing the
his momentum carried him to where he hit the back of his head, and he's holding it really good. You could tell he's like acting like he pretty smacked the shit out of his head.
It's like a total accident. So kind of like that, you know, it wasn't like something Owen deliberately did. It was just like a total kind of like a fluke thing that happened.
And he made the way he sold it, he made sure everyone noticed that that's what happened. And from there, he's still in control, but he's going to go for his big kick, like, to end it, but he kind of stumbles. And then he resets himself. By the time he reset himself, it was too late. And then Owens just starts working over his head, power bombing him. And then the refs are all like, and he's got like the glazed look on. Like, he looks like he's concussed. He's making himself look concussed. The doctor's outside trying to talk to him, telling him how many fingers, this and that. Owens would grab him and attack him for some more. And then the ref would get between him and they'd check on him again. And the EMT even got into the ring. They got into the ring to, like, check on him, and Owens grabbed him again and powerbombed him twice, and then he went for a real, like, what do you call it, arrogant cover, where he put both hands, he was, like, on a push-up position on
yeah.
Zayn, and it looked like, for a second, it looked like he might win, but Zayn, just, with everything he had, just turned his body to kick out. And then the EMTs are still trying to stop it, and then Owens, it's a couple more power bombs, and then finally the ref stops it. So what I figured happened, okay, they're doing the old superstar Billy Graham thing when he was a champion, like when he wrestled Dusty or Mil Moscatus, where they would beat his ass bloody so bad that they would win the match. But the match can only, title can only change by a pinfall or submission. So
Dusty
and Dusty and Mil Moscatus would win the match, but they wouldn't win the title. So that's what I'm thinking happened. And actually, that wouldn't have pissed me off had that happened, because I figured, you know, it'll lead to a rematch, you know. But they swerved us, and the referee went, grabbed the title, and gave it to Steen, and they did the total opposite. And I was kind of like, wow, that's fucking different. So I thought that was kind of cool.
If they would have just stopped it and not giving him the title, I wouldn't have liked that, because, you know, I thinking back, you know, I was reading the aftermags, those title matches he's talking about, in like in the 70s, with Superstar against Mil Moscatus or Dusty Rhodes, when it stopped on blood but you still don't win the title. I always thought that was kind of stupid, because, I wouldn't have liked that finish. It was back when, that was like 1998, and they had a title match on pay-per-view. It was The Rock against Mankind, and Mankind used that mandible claw, and The Rock passed out. They called for the bell, and they said because he wasn't pinned or didn't submit, he didn't get the title, and that's, so it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid. But what did you think of the match overall?
I really liked this match. Thinking back, I think this is probably the way they should have finished, like, the Brock Lesnar and John Cena match at SummerSlam. Like, just stopping the match, because he just beat the shit out of him. Because I like that a little bit better than just pinning the guy.
Yeah.
I think it keeps both guys strong. Like, Sami Zayn, I think he was kept pretty strong here, because he kept kicking out, and he wasn't pinned or he didn't submit to lose, so I thought he kept him pretty strong. But yeah, I think if you're there live, you're probably not going to like a finish like this, but if you're watching on TV, I think you are. If you're there live, I think you want to see, like, pinfalls or submissions or whatever.
Not
a match stoppage. But yeah, this was just the first match, so I thought this was a perfect finish for the first match to see, and I'm looking forward to see where they go to from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be a few weeks before they get back to it. I think there's another taping this coming week, so maybe he'll be back in time for that one, and we'll see where they go. But
Rhino wrestled at the tapings this week.
Yeah, not only Rhino, it wasn't just Rhino, dude. Rhino showed up. I think he won a match. I think they're cheating something with Rhino and Balor. And
mm-hmm.
I think that I think he's just being brought in to put Balor over. That's what I think.
I like Rhino. I've always thought he was very good.
Yeah.
Very good big man, so.
Yeah, he's a good big little man, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he's just there to put over Balor, which would be good because it's a good, you know, name and people know who he is, and it'll be good for Balor to go over. Brian Kendrick also was on the was on the show. I forgot with who he worked. They finally debuted that Sami Callihan as a... The fuck is his... I think they
teased
it on...
Like a hacker gimmick?
Yeah, he's like a hacker gimmick.
Is this what the takeover thing was in during the tag match was about?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that was. I think I saw a still, and he looked a lot bigger than what I remember in him. So I think he's taking his supplements. Also, my good close personal friend made her return to NXT and wrestled the new NXT Women's Champion and unfortunately lost, but of course was more over than the NXT Champion. So maybe one day they will finally get their heads out of their ass and actually sign her and give her some real money to fucking to these matches. So that'd be cool. I think Leva's on the second week. So that'll be cool. Speaking of when Leva did this show the first time, the next thing she does, she's doing NXT. Mia Yim does the show, and the next thing you know, she wins the Shine Women's Championship. Last week we had Jenny Rose on the show, and the next day she won the, I don't know the name, I forgot the name of the promotion, but you know the Samoan promotion? We're off on Sika, you know where they have all the
Samoan WXW?
Wrestlers. Yeah, the WXW. Jenny Jones, the next night after being on the show, won the WXW Women's Championship. So once again, someone being on our show has catapulted them to greatness. So I take full credit for that.
So, at the next tapings, Michael Whipwreck's going to make his debut?
I'm not that hopeful. I don't think that's going to happen. speaking of, he made a tweet today that he hopes that the asshole who charged $1,200 to his debit card at Target is enjoying his new toys.
Oh, God.
So poor Mikey got fucking someone jacked his debit card, or he lost his debit card, and now he's out $1,200, dude. That kind of sucks. Yeah. NXT. You know, like I say, I think everyone was grading it on the curve because I just didn't think it was as good as the other specials, and like I say, half of it even sucked in my opinion. But overall, I mean, it was better than the majority of the shit you're going to see out there.
And it says something that, all the, like you're talking about, the like when you get away from certain people like Zayn or Owens and Neville and Balor and stuff like that, that there's not much to it. It's kind of funny that all those people are the ones that have been on the independents or, you know, internationally instead of, you know, like the like a lot of the other guys that just started in NXT, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's like Triple H said on one of his conference calls. He's all, you know, the indie guys, you have to correct them. They have bad habits. They do this. It's easier to get a guy from scratch and build them. Bullshit. Bullshit. Look at the best guys on the main roster right now. Daniel Bryan. Fucking 10-year indie vet. Seth Rollins. Indie vet. You know what I mean? Ambrose, indie vet. Okay, who are your best guys in NXT? Owens, Zayn, Neville, Balor. They've been wrestling forever. You know, their bad habits aren't keeping them from having these great matches on either Raw or NXT. But no, we'd rather bring in the young, tall, good-looking, muscular dudes that don't have no experience because we can train them and we can mold them. And you can mold them into a fucking clone of everybody else, and they don't fucking stick out, and they don't fucking get over, you know. So it's like they're kind of fucking themselves over with that short-sightedness and thinking that, indie guys aren't good and shit. And then Robert will say that, WWE, they don't like to hire indie women's wrestlers. Well, who are the best fucking indie, the best of the workers as far as the women? Natty, she worked the indies for years. Paige, she worked the indies for years. I mean, even as young as she is, she still was around for a long time. Emma, she worked the indies. Bailey, she came from the indies. Sasha, she came from the indies. all the ones that are like straight out models, like Alyssa Bliss, I think she'll actually get good. But all these other ones, Carmella, I don't see shit in none of these girls. They're pretty, and that's it. They're just going to be fucking nothings like the fucking girls like Ariane and all the other bitches who can't do a goddamn thing. It's like, yeah, just because they're pretty don't mean they're going to fucking be stars. You have to have some working ability for the fans to get behind you. They don't just get behind you because you're good looking. That's why the Roman Reigns thing is backfiring. Yes, he looks like he should be the next biggest star, but he doesn't wrestle like the next biggest star. You know what I mean? And today's fans, it's, you know, fans change what they want every so often. Right now, the big good-looking dude is not what the fucking majority of the fans want. They want to see a guy who can work. They want to see a guy who can entertain him and having an awesome match. And that's why Bryan's more over than Reigns right now.
Not to mention a lot of shit they had Reigns do kills him. Or some promos. Or that stupid thing where they had him put his Royal Rumble title shot online. He looked like an idiot because he thought they were going to take it away from him. That was a fucking stupid. It pissed me off.
And then, I don't know, like on the tag match with Raw, the first one, they really had him acting like a dick. Like every time they'd hit Bryan, he'd put his arms out like, what the fuck? You know, come on. Like, you know, he was just being a dick. So hopefully they'll give him a heel run before they push him as a top babyface, because he's not ready to be the top babyface at all, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than the NXT thing, I know we're close to the hour. Is there any other little things you want to, that's sticking out that you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and end the interview. Like I say, I was planning on playing this Chelsea Green interview. Do you remember, does the name Megan Miller mean anything to you?
Mayhem Miller? I know who that
Megan,
is.
Not Mayhem Miller, Megan Miller.
No.
Okay, do you remember when Stephanie brought out Daniel Bryan's physical therapist who she claimed had an affair with? Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's who this Chelsea Green is. She's the girl who had the affair with Daniel Bryan, and she's just recently out of Landstorm School. So basically this interview is what it's like to go to Landstorm School, not only as a student, but also as from a girl's perspective as a student. And also talking about, she also had a tryout and did some Rosebud work like a week or two ago, and some other stuff. It's actually a very good interview. She was actually very, very good. I enjoyed it. I wanted to put it on this show. Fortunately, I could not do it, but it is. I didn't download it. I didn't delete it. So if you'd like to hear the show with Chelsea Green, just go to the archives or whatever, however you look at the show, and just it'll say Chelsea Green. I'm going to have to edit this one and take her name out of the title on this one, but it's actually very good, so I encourage everyone to check that out, and maybe on the Angry Marks version, Stevie can add it to it. I guess I'll get him and ask him, but anyway, take the time to go out of your way and check that out, even if you don't know who she is. It was actually a very good interview, and you get a good insight of what Lance teaches in his school. Way more so than what Bryan and him get into it on his show. So, yeah, I highly suggest people to check that out. And I'll take her name off the title on this one so you can find the one with her easier. And with that said, we'll go ahead and end the show. And we'll be back next week. And we will talk to everybody then.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the merchant shit! Let's go hook him up! Until I wear your Texas ass out.
out my wife tonight.